Hi, this is WKSU's Andrew Meyer with this week's View from Pluto. With their victory Monday night, the Cleveland Cavaliers swept the Toronto Raptors and moved on to the Eastern Conference Finals. They'll face either the Boston Celtics or the Philadelphia 76ers. I spoke with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about the Cavs' latest postseason run and a team that seems to finally be coming together. Between the first round of the playoffs and this series with the Raptors, what changed? I mean, the Cavs had to go seven games. They had to go seven games to lock that up. And you go from that and coming off a really grueling series, being really tired and coming in and taking out the Raptors in four. Was there a pivotal moment where something clicked, something changed in the team?
Yes, it was winning game seven against Indiana at home. LeBron James scoring 45 points. And I think at that point, the teams just started to come together and believe. One of the things I have noticed with LeBron James teams are, at least during their kind of their runs to the Eastern Conference, they tend to get better as they go along. They become more unified. I think the coaching staff figures out which guys to play more. And I will hearken back to the schedule part where it's not as crowded and you could play your older guys more minutes. Not just LeBron, but whether you're talking about J.R. Smith or 37-year-old Kyle Korver, these guys can be on the court more because they have a day or two in between to rest. And generally, older players play better in the playoffs just because they're more experienced. So that helps them as they go along. But I just think that, you know, the Cavs themselves were scared of losing in the first round. Indiana's players just make it harder for the Cavaliers than Toronto's players. By that, Indiana turns it into a wrestling match, and it's a slowdown game, and push and shove and grab. Toronto says, you know, we're going to go out there. We're going to run up and down. We're going to outscore you. We're going to make a whole bunch of baskets. You're going to make a whole bunch of baskets, and by the end of the game, we're going to have more points than you do. And that worked pretty well in the regular season. But when the Cavs' defense kicked into it and they were really paying attention, Toronto not only was in trouble, I think it lost some of its confidence.
Terry, over the weekend, Saturday Night Live put together a skit that didn't actually end up airing, but it was about the quote-unquote other Cavaliers. And the basic premise was that LeBron's carrying the team. What do you think about that skit?
In the early part of that Indiana series, that was pretty true. It really was. LeBron James scored 240 points in the seven games against Indiana. The Cavs' next highest scorer was Kevin Love with 80. So in other words, LeBron James scored three times as many points as the second leading scorer. So there was some truth to that Saturday Night Live thing. But it's like as the Cavs went along and began to win, sort of what Michael Jordan used to call my supporting cast, or LeBron calls my guys, they began to kind of figure this out, believe in each other. And I think LeBron began to trust them more. And so you saw a lot more of a team effort than you did in the Indiana series.
One last thing. I know that after the Cavs sweep of the Raptors, you were saying that whoever Cleveland faces in the Eastern Conference Finals, you just hope that the series between the Celtics and the Sixers goes all the way to seven games. That being said, who do you think the Cleveland Cavaliers have a better chance over?
Actually, I think it might be Philadelphia because they're a younger team, and I think this is the first time that group has been into the playoffs at all, and that's why they got in trouble against Boston. They have more raw talent than the Celtics do, but you could just see the stars in their eyes. And that said, they're probably going to play the Celtics. The Celtics are going to come out and try to play them just like Indiana did, which is slow them down. You're not being like flat out cheap shots. You know, you're not picking up a chair and hit somebody over the head or punching them in the face. You just do all these little annoying things to grab a guy's jersey or throw an elbow at him or whatever. And you're trying to almost dare the officials to keep blowing the whistle because the officials are under some pressure, kind of keep the game going, keep the flow going. And if they're calling a foul every 10 seconds, nobody likes it on either team or the fans. And that's what the Cavs are going to face.
That's our commentator, Terry Pluto, who joins us every Wednesday to talk sports in Northeast Ohio.